Corinthians chapter 2. Let's continue where we stopped last Sunday. Certainly, we can't finish it today. Because these prophets took my time. First Corinthians. But that is how the Lord wanted it. So, God wanted his name to be glorified. Hallelujah. That is, we pick our text from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And let's stop all movements, few minutes, and we shall close. Let's pick our text standing up. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I will read from verse 6. If you are there, I read. Can we all stand up, please? Let's just honor the word for today. This is the most important aspect of this service today. The word. The word. Verse 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Now, my 30 minutes begin. So if you have been counting, start now. The other one, don't pass. Start now. Amen. Apostle Paul was talking about a mystery. If you were not here last Sunday, just wave your hand. God bless you. Put down your hand. We know because of the rain. The rain blocked so many people from coming. Though some people, whether that rain fall or not, they're not going to come. But it's okay. At least today you are here. And we are not going back. Go get the tape. We said some deep things last Sunday. A mystery. That mystery is the mystery concerning salvation. He said, this mystery is so deep that God covered it from the princes of this world, from the philosophers, from the doctors, from the scribes, and from religious people. He covered it. Amen. But by his Spirit, he has revealed it to us. He said, if those princes have known this mystery, they will not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they had known it. But the interesting aspect of it is that they didn't know that mystery because God blinding their eyes by himself to the knowledge of that mystery. That's why the topic I am taking is titled, Salvation is Not for All. Part 2. Salvation is not for all. Even that aspect is a mystery. Because that is what I preached here some 3-4 years ago when I said that once you are saved, forever you are saved. And a newspaper took my picture, put it in a magazine, one of these so-called Christian magazines, and said, false church exposed, with my picture there. What is this false thing he's talking about? is that I said, once saved, forever saved. And they took me out of context to be able to sell their paper. Amen. The mystery is too deep. The truth is, salvation is not for all. Salvation is for God's own people. And God knows them. And I mentioned 5 scriptures that confuse. God is the one that put it there to confuse the people. And I said that in Matthew 11, amen. Matthew 11 verse 28, he said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So it looks as if salvation is everybody just come. Once he said, come, you believe God, come and give your life to God, come. And everyone that stands up and come to the altar, you have come. So you are born again. I was watching the television 2 days ago. And then a man of God, after preaching, his wife took over to round up the program and said, salvation prayer. You know, you're a sinner, you want to give your life to Christ, say after me. From today, I give my life to Christ. And all that she said, and it was repeated, at the end, she said, if you have said this, then now you are born again. Try to look for a living church and attend. Or come to this address. Now you are born again. Thank God. Don't be thanking God from today that you are born again. If that is how salvation is, then I keep saying, what are we preaching for? It's not born again. Nothing, because you said something. The second scripture I quoted last week is John chapter 3. If you read it from verse 14, read it up to verse 18. And I also added verse 36 there. Because the scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe should not perish but have everlasting life. You see? Very easy. Do you believe? That's all. You have everlasting life. Do you believe? Yes, that's all. Then they went to Romans chapter 10. Where he says, for with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart you believe unto righteousness, and confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. And so, you want to be saved? Yes, confess. I believe Jesus, my Lord and personal Savior. Did you say so? Yes. Is it difficult to say Jesus, my Lord and personal Savior? No, is it difficult? Even somebody who is drunk, can't he repeat after you? Unless he's dead. Amen. And people who don't know, if somebody is about dying in the hospital, say, no, 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 no. My father will not die. No, 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 no. Papa, 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 say after me, I believe. From today, I give my life to Christ. I believe, give my life to Christ. In Jesus' name, say, in Jesus' name, I believe, I believe. Papa, 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 I believe, I believe. And when he said it, then he died. They say, my father died in the faith. He received Christ before he died. At the point of death, if you tell anybody to say anything, he will say it. Anything you say, he will say. Anybody where they're sick, you give her any medicine. If you tell her, say this medicine, he will drink them. Anything, you give her acid, he will drink. As long as he said the medicine, so that he will live. Since nobody knows where they go jump for there, he begin tell her, say, if you die, you go meet Jesus. I believe, I believe, I believe. I believe. Now you won't believe. Now you hear that? It's deeper than that, church. Praise God. Church, the Bible says that God is not happy at the death of any sinner. God is not happy. He's grieved when a sinner dies. And yet, Amen. Amen. See the mystery. See why you have to study the Bible. He is sad. God is sad when a sinner dies. Yet, by himself again, he blinds some people so that they will not understand salvation. So it's truly a mystery. And another one they confuse is John chapter 2, verse 28. For I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Upon all flesh. Therefore, your young men will see vision. They will speak in tongues. Your old men will dream dreams. Amen. All. That is what they interpret to say everybody should begin to speak in tongues. Once you can speak in tongues, that's all. Why are you holding yourself? You are the one holding yourself. It is upon all flesh, sister, including you. Just open up. Say anything that comes to your mind. Okay, say like I'm saying. Repeat after me. You are received. Go. You receive it. It's upon all flesh. It is upon all flesh, yet on the day of Pentecost, the whole of Israel, they were in Jerusalem. It came on only 120. Why didn't it spread in the whole of Israel? Amen. And the last one is that I quoted is Mark 16, from verse 15 and verse 18, where he told them to go and preach the gospel. And he said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Do you believe? Yes. Therefore, come for baptism. And even the water baptism, they don't know that there is the correct baptism and there's the wrong baptism. And Christ just said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And therefore, you believe? Yes. And is baptized. Let's give them baptismal class and examination. Since it is when you are baptized that you'll be saved. So that you'll be saved properly, you'll be saved well. Let's school you first before you'll be baptized. You know, thank God, salvation is free. Thank God. If not, Jesus Christ accused the Pharisees. He said, you stand at the door. You block road. You don't go enter. And you don't allow others to enter. Baptismal school, 6 months. If you fail, you repeat. As if you enter that water and come out, then you no go feel sin again. Because people have no knowledge of what salvation is all about. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because I'm just recapping what we said last week. You can get the message. And the reason I say this is that the same God, hallelujah, that said that whosoever believeth, in John chapter 6 again, he in verse 44, and other scriptures there that you see, if you read it from verse 37, and read it all down and see the discussion there, the emphasis there is that Christ himself again was telling the people that no man can come to him, Jesus Christ, except the Father that sent him, draw him. Except the Father, draw him. Hallelujah. Why did he say, except the Father, draw him? Why? Praise the Lord. Because in Luke let's read verse 45. John chapter 6. Let's read it first. John chapter 6. Let me just emphasize something here for those who didn't come. It's very important. This is the way he put it. Verse 44 and verse 45. He said, verse 44, he said, amen. Amen. No man, verse 44, no man can come to me. See, meditate on these words. These are serious scriptures for salvation. Now when you understand, you will fear God. You will walk out your salvation with trembling and fear. No one, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And verse 37, go to verse 37. Verse 37 says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. When did he give them to him, Jesus? Before I come to that. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. That verse 37. Hallelujah. But how will you come to Jesus? So that you will understand why he said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw you. Verse 45. He said, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that has heard and has learned of the Father, not learned of a Bible school, not learned of any school of theology, learned of the Father, cometh unto me. Why did he say so? Because in Luke chapter 10 and verse 22, hallelujah, he said, no man knoweth who the Son, the Father is, but the Son. Am I correct? Luke 10:22. Hallelujah. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. Luke 10:22. No man knoweth who the Son is, but no one knows who the Father is, but the Son. And no man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father, and he to whom the Father will reveal him to. Nobody knows who the Son of God is. Nobody can have a proper revelation. Proper revelation. See, when he said nobody knows who the Son is, if I ask you who is Jesus, you will say Jesus is the Son of God. If I ask you who is Pastor Moses, you say Pastor Moses is the pastor of Bride Assembly. Does that mean you know me? Does that mean you know me? For you to know me, it will take more than the knowledge of the fact that I am the pastor of Bride Assembly. Because who I am is more deeper. The real me is not just the pastor. Nobody knows who Jesus Christ is. It's only the Father that knows who Jesus Christ is. And before you can know who Jesus Christ is, the Father himself will have to reveal him to you. Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? He said, thou art Christ. Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, human being, flesh and blood, did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven, because he's the only one that knows who I am. If you got the answer correct, then it means he's the one that revealed that to you. That is why he said, before you can come to him, he will have to be the one to draw you. How? What does he use to draw you? He will be the one to teach you who Jesus Christ is. That is exactly what he's saying there. That all that are taught of the Father, all, hallelujah, every man therefore that has heard and has learned of the Father, in verse 45, cometh unto me. You have heard of Jesus Christ, and he has taught you who Jesus Christ is. It is on the basis of that knowledge I will build my church. That is the rock. Knowing who Jesus is by a revelation that God the Father revealed to you of who he is. It is a rock upon which I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Knowing who Jesus Christ is important. And you can never know it, even just ordinarily reading the Bible, because the letter kills it. the revelation, the spirit of this scripture has to be quickened, has to quicken the meaning of what is written here. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 65 of that John chapter 6. Verse 65. See the way he put it. And he said, therefore said I unto you, Jesus was saying it, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Except it is given unto him of my Father. Then you will understand Acts chapter 2, verse 47, the statement made in that last verse. He said, as many as should be saved. He said, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, because there are such that should not be saved. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Acts 13, verse 48. Another statement there. Another statement. As many, when the gospel came to the Gentiles, as many as we are ordained. He said, and when the Gentiles had this, then we are glad and glorify the word of the Lord. And as many as we are ordained to eternal life believed. Who are those that believed? Those that we are ordained to eternal life. Those that we are ordained to eternal life. Ordained, it means those for whom eternal life was prepared for. They were ordained to eternal life. And anybody that we believe, you must be the one that has been ordained to eternal life. If you are not ordained to eternal life, you will never believe the gospel. Church, listen. When I say believe, I didn't say you will change your address from Islam to Christianity. I didn't say you will change your religion. The evidence that you believe is more than being a church member. Church, you can be a member of a local church and may not be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ, spiritual. It's important you know this. Because when you say, as many as we are ordained to eternal life, ordained to eternal life, they are the ones that believed. Acts 13 there, the Jews rejected the gospel. And Apostle Paul turned to the Gentiles and see revival. But he added, the Gentiles that believe Apostle Paul, they were the ones that were ordained to eternal life. They are the ones that believed. I like to hammer this thing very well because I have only 10 minutes more. Only those that we are ordained. Ordination. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the question is, when were they ordained? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Then we begin to understand the following scriptures. If you are writing them down. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 13 and verse 14. Just write them down. See the way he put it. He spoke about God has, he said, but we are bound to give thanks daily, always. Give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. You are beloved of the Lord because God has, from when? From the beginning, choosing you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. He, from the beginning, if you go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. 2 Timothy chapter 1, write it down, verse 9. What is he saying there? He says, God, who has saved us and call us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus. When? When was he given to us? Before the world began. Oh, glory be to God. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I'm trying to show you scriptures that tell us, you that believe, when you were ordained. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. Hallelujah. Our God is good. This is the way he put it. In verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him, Jesus. When? When? When did he choose you in Christ Jesus? He chose you the day you gave your life to Christ? The day you answered the altar call? The day you decided to join a church? The day you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? When? Before the foundation of the world. Hey, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 25. Matthew 25. See that statement in verse 34. See that statement in verse 34. Matthew 25. Concerning the judgment of nations. Then, after the judgment. See the way he put it. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, because he has separated them left and right, the goats left, the sheep right, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. From when was the kingdom prepared? When was the kingdom prepared? From the foundation of the world. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. The mother of the sons of Zebedee came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 23. The statement in verse 23 there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came and said, let one of my, your kingdom, let one stay by my right hand or my left hand. And your left hand in your kingdom, she was coming to plead for the king. This is what he said in verse 23. That's my emphasis. He said, and he said unto them, because he had asked them earlier, will you be able to drink of the cup I will drink? They were, hala, well, one go through, you go feed duam. He said, yes, you go duam. He said, well, he said unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. That is suffering. But that is where I am going. To sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. It is not your wish. Those who will sit left or right, it has already been prepared for them by the Father. These are scriptures of salvation, that you begin to meditate upon it. Meditate upon it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Luke chapter 10, and my emphasis is verse 20, he gave them power to tread upon scorpions, and not this shall in any way hurt them. And they came to him. Hey! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey, Master! Hey, power day your name, oh! Just in the name of Jesus, bad demons got some assault. Come and see anointing. The cripples were walking, the blind were seeing in your name. Hey, come and see revival, Master! This was his reply. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 20 said, notwithstanding, he said, don't rejoice. In this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you. But rather, what should you rejoice in? Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Rejoice because your names, you have a revelation that your name is written in heaven. That is what you should rejoice. Not because the blind are seen in your ministry. Not because the cripples are walking. Not because you have a large followership. Because there are pastors that have large followership, but they are not known in heaven. Matthew 7 verse 21 says so. Not everyone that says, Lord, 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 will enter. He said, that day he said, I didn't even know you. He said, I didn't know you. But they were performing miracles, signs and wonders. But God knows only those whose names are written in heaven. It was handwriting on the wall. It was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Fruit of delusion.
They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy still available.
The trials of a Christian. Christians face trials. The God of this world cannot be our God because we are in this world but not of this world.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Go to Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. This is the way he put it, if you are there. And at that time, the time of Jacob's trouble, the time of the Antichrist, the time of the great tribulation for Israel, for Jews, hallelujah. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. Even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered. Who are those that will be delivered? Everyone that shall be found written in the book. Written in the book. Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 17. Verse 8. See the way he put it. Hallelujah. The beast that thou sawest was, and that is speaking of the Antichrist. The same thing Daniel saw. The same thing Apostle John saw. He said, and the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wander. Who are those that we wonder? Those whose names we are not written in the book of life. From, when was the book of life written? From the foundation of the world. When they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. Amen. They are the ones that we wonder. The reason is, at that time, those whose names are written in the book of life, they have gone in the rapture. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. What qualifies you to have your name written in the book of life? You can only be born again if your name has been written in the book of life. You can only, those whose names are written in the book of life, will ever understand salvation. And I'm telling you, that there are many people sitting even in Brother Assembly that have not understood salvation. If you understand salvation and you know who Jesus Christ is and what he went to the cross to do for you, and you believe you have benefited from it, how can you be calling upon the name of the Lord and still hold on to iniquity? That's why I say there are people that So that you will understand why Peter said, be diligent to make your calling and election sure. And it will also help us to know so that you don't compare your Christianity with another person's Christianity. Because you may be sitting down in the same church, God will open your eye, the second person's eye may not be open. And your faith is determined by the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. If you believe that God is a consuming fire, you will not be involved in any form of iniquity. That's why he said the foundation of God standeth sure. 2 Timothy 2:19, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Let them that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Why did he write my name? Why did he write your name? And did not write the name of that man, brother, sister, that died without Christ. We will know it next Sunday. God bless you. Chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the bride has made herself.